Welcome to United Healthcare Student Resources. You may select your option at any time. If you are a healthcare provider, press 1. If you are calling to reach the fraud hotline, press 2. For all
student resources, provide a remittance advice document or PRAs from May 12, 2025 going forward are now available through www.uhcprovider.com.
Are you calling from the state of Virginia? If so, please press 1.
For benefit information, press 1.
I am transferring you to a representative now. This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes. If you would like to participate in the customer feedback survey, please stay on the line after speaking with a representative. If you are calling from Arizona, New Jersey, Ohio.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling.
Hello.
Thank you for calling
customer
service. My name is Priya. How can I help?
Hi, this is Naitra. I'm calling from
Priya's
office.
Please call out your first name.
Yes, it's N-E-I-T-R-A. Naitra.
Thank you. And what's your phone number and the name of the office you're calling from?
Phone number is 347-868-6895. I'm calling from Alma Community Network.
Okay, thank you. And do you have the member's SR ID?
Yes, member ID is 9817936. Name is Alexa Lambonte and date of birth is October 8, 1999.
Just checking. All right, thank you for confirming the member's identity. Proceeding with the claim, date of service, and bill amount, please.
No, I just want a general mental health benefits for the office visit.
All right, I'm going to assist you with that. And further eligibility, just for reference, the plan is active starting on August 16, 2025, up until January 12, 2026. And does the member have any diagnosis or just the...
No, just on the office visit, so we don't have any.
Okay. Just a disclaimer, this is a student's plan. Exclusions and limitations may apply. And let me know, are you in network with UBH, United Behavioral Health?
Yes, we are in network.
Okay, just checking on the policy. Thank you. Thank you so much for waiting. For mental health office visit, it will be considered at 80% of the allowed amount with a copay of $25 per visit. It will not be subject to deductible of $200 and the maximum out-of-pocket would be $6,350 with no overall maximum dollar limit.
And there is a referral required for mental health benefits?
There's no referral requirement for the policy.
Okay, and I have a few more patients, so can you help me with that?
All right, what's the ID number?
ID is 9785466. Name is Emily, and last name and date of birth is April 12, 1996.
Can you spell out the last name of the patient?
Yes, E-D-E-L-S-T-E-I-N.
Okay, thank you. So the plan is active starting on August 15, 2025 up until August 14 of 2026. Their university name is University of Miami. And again, if general benefits,
yes,
this is subject to exclusion and limitation. This is a student plan.
Yes.
And there are also exclusion for behavioral problems, conceptual handicap, developmental delay or disorder, or mental retardation, learning disabilities, familiar therapy, and parent-child problems, unless they are specifically provided in the policy. For the referral, there's no referral requirement, and for the benefits, let me just check.
So the out-of-pocket maximum is $5,500 with no overall maximum dollar.
All right, for inpatient office visit, it will be considered at 80% of the allowed amount with a copay of 25. Oh, hold on one sec. Just one second. Let me just make sure. Okay, I'm sorry about that. So for preferred providers, it will be considered at 100% of the allowed amount with a copay of $20 per visit, subject to deductible of $70, subject to deductible of $300, and the maximum out-of-pocket would be $5,500 with no overall maximum dollar limit. For the referral, there's no referral requirement for this policy. For the accumulations, let me just check. So out of $300, they have met the full amount, $300, for the deductible. Hello, you said
yes, yes. And I have another patient, so can we move that?
Okay, what's the SRID number?
7783128. Name is Latvia Mouse, and it was November 4, 1991.
Hey, can you spell out the first name and the last name?
Yes, L-A-T-I-F-A-M-O-U-S, Nosa.
Alright, so the members plan is active starting August 13, 2025 up until August 12, 2026. And for the benefits, just checking. Okay, there are certain exclusions for behavioral problems, developmental delay or disorder, or mental retardation, learning disabilities, but this exclusion does not apply to benefits specifically provided in the policy. An office visit would be considered under 100% of the allowed amount with a copay of $10 per visit, will not be subject to deductible of $250, and the maximum out-of-pocket would be $1,300 with no overall maximum dollar limit. And for the referral, there's a student health center referral requirement for outpatient services. And if there's no referral obtained, it will be excluded from coverage. Only one referral is required for each injury or sickness per policy year. Referral is not necessary if it is a medical emergency, when the student health center is closed, when service is rendered at another facility during break or vacation periods, medical care received when the student is more than 25 miles from campus, medical care obtained when the student is no longer able to use the student health center due to a change in student status, maternity, obstetrical, gynecological care, mental illness treatment, and substance use disorder treatment, and preventive care services. Again, if it is relating to mental illness treatment and substance use disorder treatment, a referral is not necessary.
Okay. But please, can you check for me that you refer on file or not?
For what diagnosis? Because there's a lot of referrals here on file. But no more, or there's no referral yet for policy year 2025.
Okay, just a moment. Hello. For the code 90834.
Do you have a diagnosis code?
Yes, it's a 90834.
That's a CPT code. What's the diagnosis?
Okay. No, we don't have any code, diagnosis code.
If there's no referral yet for policy year 2024, there's a lot of referrals here on the member's account, but they are relating to pain.
Okay. So can we move to the another patient?
Yes, that's right.